This episode of the Hatchcast is brought to you by Burgess Institute for Entrepreneurship and Innovation. The Burgess Institute empowers students to learn through action by providing programs, courses, and resources to foster an entrepreneurial mindset and create new ventures. One name, one program, Limitless U. Learn more at eship.msu.edu.
Welcome to
Creativity,
Risk-Taking,
Entrepreneurship,
Community,
Innovation,
Ambition.
This is
the Hatchcast.
Hey, this is Gabe Hales. Welcome back to the Hatchcast, and more specifically our special mini-series titled The Quarantine Tapes. This is my episode where I ask a friend of mine 40 questions to think about while they're waiting. Hope you enjoy. Thank you.
Which part of your body aches most by the evening?
I would probably say my back, honestly. Some days, you know, if I can get up and walk around and run as much as I can, then it's better. But sitting around all day, it's probably my back.
Where is the least visited corner in your home?
Honestly, right now, I would probably say the makeshift salon I have in my house. Untouched right now, yeah.
When piling things on the floor, how do you arrange the piles?
Okay, so that kind of makes me think of like laundry. And the way I do it is like I separate everything, kind of put like pants pile and like shorts and everything that's all in one pile, and then shirts all in one pile. And
what about like something that's super important to you, like a bunch of your favorite books or your favorite pictures or something like that?
I either split it up by pile or by genre, I think, by books.
Okay, so it's usually like methodical, like you have a certain idea of what's going to happen. It's not just like
I like to think on the ground. Exactly. I kind of like to know where everything's at and like put like things that are kind of similar to each other kind of in the same pile.
What is the cruelest thing you have done in love?
I think the cruelest thing I've done was probably to myself, staying in a relationship that I knew was not going to end well and kind of knowing that in my head, but still like choosing to kind of push that thought away. You're kind of just holding on to whatever's left, I guess.
Yeah, what's familiar.
Exactly.
If you could punch one person in the face, who would it be?
Okay, so somebody I know. I don't know. I don't want to punch many people. Well, for somebody in the world that I know I want to punch, it would be our president, Donald Trump. And then somebody I know.
You can give like a description if you don't feel comfortable giving the identity away.
Oh, no, I don't care about the identity. I would honestly, no hard feelings, but if it was kind of like one of those things where I have to, I would probably punch my ex-boyfriend.
What is the most mundane hurt you are carrying?
Right now, I think the only emotion I kind of feel right now is just kind of loneliness, I guess. That's what kind of, I don't know, that's kind of been picking at me recently. And then physically, for right now, I'm going to say, okay, can I say like my ankle or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, then, that's physical. That's not a part of your body.
Because it's kind of, no, the ankle's kind of been bumming me out too, because I've been trying to run, but it's kind of like, it's bothering me a little bit. So it's kind of slowing me down. I work in a field that is around people the whole time I'm there. And sometimes I even bring my work home. So it's kind of, it's very strange to not see anybody, friends and family, and not seeing anybody, honestly, is just very, it's very strange because I'm so used to talking to so many people every single day. And I feel like that's just kind of on hold for a little bit.
What fantasy do you revisit on your morning commutes?
This kind of makes me think about like just the kind of music I listen to, I guess. I don't know, certain songs definitely take me back to a time thinking about being out in the sun and around people. So it kind of just brings me back to a happy time.
What will cause your inevitable downfall?
Not thinking of death or anything, but just like a small downfall right now is kind of this whole quarantine. You know, it's financially taking a hit, emotionally taking a hit, and it's kind of a downfall when you know that it's out of your reach. You know, there's not much you can actually do about it. Overall downfall, I think it could be it could be something like this. You know, you got to really think about it. We don't really know what's really going on. So, you know, I got to be careful when I go out, especially I have pre-existing medical conditions. So it's kind of like, you don't want to think about that stuff, but you got to kind of keep it in mind at the same time.
How many headaches have you had in the last week?
I would honestly say probably like every 2 or 3 days at least.
Are you most yourself when alone or with others?
I honestly would say with others, I'm probably most myself, especially like close friends and close family. And I just, you know, come out of my shell a little bit more. I honestly think like when I'm by myself, I like to do things like in my own thoughts, like listen to music. I enjoy reading, just kind of things that I can like analyze rather than kind of think to myself, I guess.
Okay. What is the worst thing that has not yet happened?
I would probably take that as like, especially with this pandemic going on, like a thought that crosses my mind every day is kind of like, you know, if I was to catch the virus, I'm at high risk and it could be very bad, very fast. So, I mean, that's along with everybody, but I think that's one of the main things I kind of think about every day that hasn't happened, but it could definitely potentially happen.
Which chore do you put off most consistently?
I would probably say laundry. Yeah,
it's probably the number one contender for most people.
I bet. Honestly, I don't know why I don't like doing laundry. I will wash it and stuff, but folding laundry will be the death of me.
Even when you put it in those neat piles you talked about earlier?
I don't mind actually doing it, I should say. It's just I should get up and do it more.
Yeah, it's always the worst. As soon as you do it, it's easy, but getting to doing it,
exactly.
No matter what
it is. I mean, it's the same thing with running. You just got to get up and do it.
How good have you become at lying?
I don't think I'm a very good liar at all, honestly. I don't like to lie. I think the truth is almost like the easiest way to go. So, and I haven't really been in any situations where I think I need to lie, I guess.
What is the most expensive thing you own and never use?
You know what? Since it's been coming up on my memories on Snapchat and stuff, I would honestly say my prom dress. I actually pulled it out the other day. It was a one-time use, and it was absurd how much money I spent on it.
Oh, geez. How many houseplants have you killed?
I would say 2.
What shame have you learned to live with that's not killing plants?
Like emotionally or like with people or like with, I don't know. How do you want me to answer that?
What is the first thing that comes into your head?
I don't know. I don't think it's necessarily super shameful. I would just say sometimes I'm too kind to people that take advantage of my kindness.
That's like when you go into a job interview and they're like, what are your weaknesses? And you're like, oh, my weaknesses are my strengths.
I'm such a people lover. I just want the best for everybody. I don't know. Some people that I think, you know, I have so much love and passion for, I don't think they would necessarily do the same things that I do for them. And, you know, in the long run, that does kind of hurt me. But
what is the oldest thing in your refrigerator right now?
I would honestly probably say a jar of marinara sauce.
Wait, how old is that? Because those things get moldy real quick.
Yeah, I don't think it's like super, super old because we did just recently clean out the fridge. But I would say it's probably a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
No.
Who got away without taking responsibility for what they did?
Who's going to see this? I have a few people in mind, honestly.
If you say people?
I don't know. I'm kind of thinking of your roommate's girlfriend. She, I don't know. She's done a few things that, you know, kind of put into question.
Friendship-wise, going back
friendship,
to...
Exactly. Friendship-wise and just kind of taking advantage, I guess, and using people for kindness. I think she does that a lot.
What hypocrisy is in yourself have you yet to amend?
I honestly think one of the main things, you know, I try not to do, I guess, is, you know, talk about people or talk badly of people. And I really do try my best and I try to tell people not to, but I think we all sometimes fall into that.
It's funny that they put that right after the previous question.
Yeah, I know.
It's like,
I know.
Talk shit and then, so why are
you... And then
you,
add on to it, exactly.
Why do you feel bad about talking shit?
I feel really bad about it. I do when it does happen, but at the same time, I take pride in if I say anything around somebody, I will say it to that same person.
When sleep deprived, what is the most likely reason?
it kind of goes into a few different things, I guess. If I'm overthinking one day, you know, with this, everything that's going on right now, especially, you know, and then I kind of overthink like everything that's going on money wise, I guess, right now.
Keeps you up?
Yeah. Lately, especially, that's kind of been keeping me up. You know, it's something I always think about.
You know, the famous Tool song, Lazarus, said,
if overanalyzing, overthinking is separated from the body,
I mean,
it's not even an internal part of you that is making you stay up. With whom is your kindness most forced? Going back to previous answers.
I mean, that could easily, you know, go back to some friendships that I have. It's not that we're not friends, you know, it's just we're not as close as we were before. And I personally don't think it was kind of, I don't want to say fault, anybody's fault, but I don't think like the fallout was necessarily on me.
Which two dire needs are you presently choosing between?
I think sometimes it's probably between like my inner happiness and money.
Yeah.
I think I go back and forth a lot. You know, people say money can't buy happiness, but I mean, it sure would help me out right now. I want to go do things that kind of make me happy, but they most of the time rely on money. I don't know. It's just very strange with this, everything that's going on. It's kind of like hard to think outside of quarantine, oh, yeah, and outside of your life and stuff like that.
Can you name a time you were least proud of yourself?
I don't know. This kind of just sticks out for me. The first thing I kind of thought of was when I was in high school, when I was graduating, I had the opportunity to go play soccer somewhere, but I chose not to, and I chose to go do something that I thought I would like. And I don't know, I was very torn up about it because I thought I wasn't doing the right thing. I was ashamed, you know, for a little bit of myself for not actually going to a university or actually going into the college experience, I guess, that everybody was talking about at the time. I just remember like back when this was happening, I just felt like, so like, you know, am I doing the right thing? I don't know if I'm making like the worst mistake of my life right now or if I'm doing the right thing. So not
really
happy.
Did you ever feel like
myself.
Regret while you're in that moment?
Sometimes, you know, sometimes I think I would have enjoyed myself, I guess, if I made a different decision, but then I kind of think at the same time, I wouldn't be where I am today, I guess. And I'm kind of pretty happy where I'm at right now.
Does odor or height determine whether the trash should be taken out?
Odor. If it's a fresh garbage can and you throw something moldy in there and it starts smelling, I'm going to take it out.
For you, what does chronic pain refer to?
I definitely think of my knee, I guess I could say. I just get these certain pains every so often that is like, wow, this is, you know, this is horrible. Like, I don't really know what's going on. It's mainly if I'm going like uphill or upstairs, but it's a very sharp, like throbbing pain. I don't know. It's very hard to like lean on and use, I guess.
Whose misery would bring you the most comfort?
Probably Donald Trump's, honestly.
Okay.
That's the first thing. I don't like to see, you know, people close to me or people that I'm fond of go through misery, but definitely.
What separates people that you know to people like on TV in your mind?
I think definitely just like knowing a person in general, I guess. You know, the people on TV, you don't really know how they are. You don't really know who they are. You know what I mean?
Would you say it's easier to wish with misery on people you don't know, like people on TV?
Not that I would, but I definitely think it's easier to push misery on somebody you don't know.
With whom are you dreading to have a conversation?
My father.
When was the last time you talked?
It was actually, what was this, like either yesterday or 2 days ago? It's hard to keep track of time now, but I think it was yesterday. I don't know. It's just, we're not close. You know what I mean? We don't see eye to eye on many things. It's definitely hard to talk to somebody that doesn't share those same values, I guess you could say, the same as you. And it's even harder, I guess, that it's like your own father or mother or whoever.
How long should a burnt pot soak before being washed?
Say a day.
What permission have you given yourself to retaliate?
I think lying to me is the biggest thing. I'm, again, a very open-minded person, and people that know me, I forgive very easily, which is, I mean, I guess a good thing and a bad thing, but I don't like to be lied to. I just think it's a very slap in the face. It's a very, like, unnecessary thing, I think.
What is the name of the missing thing?
I think right now, I would say, like, the missing thing with everything going on is just companionship, I guess. I just really miss being around people. You know, before all of this, it was already hard not seeing somebody almost every day. I guess I just really don't like to be lonely.
If you stopped, what would suddenly come into sharp focus?
I'm not sure, because I always feel like I'm thinking about 10,000 different things, you know, at the same time. I kind of think sometimes, like, this is one life. Do what makes you happy and make the best of things, I guess.
Which question do you wish someone would ask you?
It does get asked, but I kind of wish some, like, a few certain people would ask, how are you? Or, like, actually mean it. You know what I mean? Like, genuinely be concerned about how I am doing or, like, what's going on in my life.
What terrible truth could everyone find out?
Aren't they finding out if I answer this?
I guess so.
I honestly would probably maybe say, like, my dad. It's not that I have, you know, ill feelings towards him. I don't think he realizes that what I'm thinking is way different from probably what he is thinking. I think maybe if he found out, he would see differently.
How have you convinced yourself that tenderness is scarce?
Tenderness definitely is scarce because it's very hard to find somebody that sometimes shares the same values, I guess, as you do, or kind of has like the same thought mentality as you. I think that's very hard to find.
Which aspect of your character makes you difficult to live with?
I get frustrated with myself. I like to start stuff, but sometimes not finish it and only get, you know, like a certain amount of way through it. Maybe I'll put all of my clothes in a pile, but then I won't put them away exactly right after. I like to stop and maybe start something new.
What gut feeling or reaction are you purposefully ignoring?
I get very anxious. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people with everything going on are probably very anxious. Right now, I kind of try and ignore it, get through it, worry about it like one step at a time. I kind of try and find something to keep myself busy, I guess. I don't want to say distracted. I normally always like think about it at least once a day, but if you worry too much, it'll drag you down as a person.
Do you wait by the stove for the water to boil or leave the room?
I wait for it to boil.
Just right there, yeah. Just watching it. What do you think is going to happen if you leave?
I don't necessarily think something's going to happen, but it might happen. That's the only thing. Like, you could kind of be certain that something might not happen, but there's been numerous times where I have walked away and something did happen. So I kind of stay put until I know.
Is that the same for a lot of different things, a lot of different situations?
Like, you kind of wait around for something to happen?
Yeah, just in case.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I won't sit around waiting for it. It's always,
you think about, you know, the possibility.
Exactly. Like, you kind of got to think, you know, one step ahead.
Why do you think you have to?
Just with past experiences, I guess, especially meeting someone new or like doing something, you kind of got to keep your guard up for a little bit.
With what have you replaced the things you owe yourself?
I try and be as honest with myself as possible, because I feel like if you keep that all in and don't voice something out, it'll just create more holes, I guess. And just kind of, I guess, try not to think about everything too much.
How many days has it been since you changed your bed sheets?
Just yesterday, actually.
How about before that?
It was like 2 weeks, I believe.
Okay, yeah, for me it was a good 4 weeks and I changed mine yesterday. But I've been sleeping on the couch for a majority of the days.
Yeah, if it does make you feel better, I spilled something on my sheets. That's why I had to go. I spilled my tea.
Nice. What consumes the majority of your emotional stores?
See, it's kind of hard to like answer some of these because with everything going on, it's kind of, do you mean as a whole or do you mean like as right now?
When you're overanalyzing, what is something that is just there and taking all of your energy, making it so you can't sleep?
Honestly, I would think how I see myself and how others see me, I guess, sometimes. I think sometimes I do think I feel like I know who I am, but do other people know who I am? I don't know. It's kind of like one of those things too that I got to kind of think too. Do I really, really care how people see me? But then I guess it's kind of, you know, you could say no, but you don't actually, like, you do end up thinking about it. Like,
whom are you waiting to acknowledge as false?
I could take this to like a whole different level right now by saying God, I guess, but
that's a cop out. You can do better than that.
Yeah. Cause over, I don't know. It's not like I'm waiting for somebody to show their true colors, because I kind of think that overall I have like a good analysis of, you know, the people I surround myself with.
What book did you skim that you told everyone you read?
The Hunger Games series. The first book especially, it was hard to get through, and I was just so bored and could not focus on it. Then the movie came out and I was fine.
Okay. What is something that is still red hot inside of you that you aren't telling anybody about?
All these questions are like calling me out. Oh my gosh. I mean, I do have one thing, but I'm not necessarily angry about it. It's just kind of something that's always like on my mind. You know, me wanting to move out, I don't think I thrive as well as I could when I'm at my house living with, you know, the people I live with, but they don't know that. So, I mean, it'll probably come out eventually, but for now, I kind of
keep it to myself. Would you say it's slowly coming out?
Yeah, honestly, yeah. Over the past few weeks, I've been, you know, easing.
Especially in quarantine.
Exactly. I've been easing into it, subtle hints, and I think it's kind of obvious now that I'm ready to go.
What have you imagined is coming to heal you?
Hopefully, the end of this quarantine is coming soon. I think that will kind of help me out a lot once everything is, you know, going back to normal, or what we thought was normal, I guess. At the same time with that, I kind of got to think it's not going to be as soon as I would hope for, but, you know, it is coming eventually.
Well, you know, thank you for taking the time to talk into your phone at me while I talk
yes,
to my computer.
Yes, of course. Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. It's been marvelous.
This episode of the Hatchcast is brought to you by the MSU Entrepreneurship Association. The MSUEA is a registered student organization open to all majors who are passionate about entrepreneurship. Find out more at msuea.org.
The Hatchcast is sponsored in part by Spartan Innovations. Spartan Innovations provides startups spinning out of MSU's ecosystem the commercialization, support, and financial resources necessary to turn MSU research technologies into successful Michigan businesses.
Hatchcast is an ongoing collaboration. This podcast was co-created by myself, Aaron Richard, as well as with Tyler Mihai and Kurt Krieger. It is produced by the Burgess Institute for Entrepreneurship and Innovation in cooperation with the Michigan State University Foundation. Gabe Hales and Justice Keach are our sound engineers and editors. Our co-producers include Brandon Weaver, Gabe Hales, Justice Keach, and myself. Original sound is created by Katia Gaudina, with help from Aubrey Haas, Brandon Weaver, Caitlin Setter, Sydney Uwinga, Kurt Krieger, Tyler Mihai, Gabriella Allum, Jeff Smith, Paul Jakes, Ken Smusiak, Desiree Melfi-Bozzo, Neil Kane, and Lori Fisher. If you'd like more information, please head to hatchcast.buzzsprout.com or contact us at hatchcastpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.